Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you guys today. Today's topic is feature.
And the title of our lesson is Interesting Traditions. Interesting Traditions. What do you think today will be about?
Well, I enjoy these lessons because we can talk about all sorts of things that can happen around the world.
Traditions are things that we do. Maybe our whole country does them. Maybe just our family or just us. This is something that you do over and over again.
Yeah, for Christmas, we talk about those traditions we do every year, such as opening gifts under the tree.Or having dinners or special lunches.
For New Year's, we talk about those traditions, staying up late and fireworks. But today will be a little different. We're going to learn some traditions that are a little different. You'll find out in just a second. But first, let's look at those keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要来介绍一些有趣的各国传统。爱尔兰人在庆祝生日的时候要把生日的人倒栽葱提起来然后让他的头去撞地板 Bump his head on the floor 动词 bump 就是碰撞当然咯要小心轻轻地碰就好了 Bump the head slightly on the floor 副词 slightly 就是轻轻地稍微的丹麦人在过25岁或30岁生日的时候如果还未婚的话他们会有很特别的传统形容词 married 是已婚的 It's for people who aren't married by their 25th birthday 是什么样的传统呢等一下就知道了非洲的尼日共和国有一项非常特别的婚礼传统 They have a very special wedding tradition名词 wedding 就是婚礼，是什么样的婚礼传统呢？给你一个提示，它跟骆驼有关哦。希腊的小孩如果乳牙掉了，必须把它丢到屋顶上去。屋顶是 roof， throw it on the roof。这样子做的目的是希望乳牙走了之后，可以生出健康强壮的成人牙齿。They wish for strong adult teeth.这里的 adult 就是成人的。
Hi everyone, this is Linda for LTE Feature. The world has many different cultures. Each culture has different traditions. Here are five interesting traditions. There is an interesting birthday tradition in Ireland. People hold the birthday child upside down.Then they bump his or her head lightly on the floor. The number of bumps is the same as the child's age. People believe this tradition brings good luck.
The world has many different cultures. Each culture has different traditions. And we get to learn about some interesting ones today.
I think it is so fun that we have different cultures. We all do things differently. We think differently. We might eat different things, too.
We all like birthdays, though. Well, some people like birthdays more than others. But what do we usually do for a birthday?
We might have dinner with friends and family. We usually have a birthday cake,And the person whose birthday it is will open his or her presents.
Well, in Ireland, there is an interesting tradition for their birthdays. A tradition is something you do every time.
Wow, I can't believe that people hold the birthday child upside down. Then they bump his or her head lightly on the floor?
It's a birthday tradition.
But Peter, bump their head?Hold their child upside down?
It's a birthday tradition. And we have a tradition on the show, too. It's today's calendar phrase.
It's a birthday tradition.
It's a birthday tradition.
那是个过生日的传统。
coming. I'm having a party.
It's a birthday tradition.
We'll all eat cake.
It's a birthday tradition.
We'll all sing the birthday song.
It's a birthday tradition.
And I'll get something very special.
Really? What do you usually get?
Older.
Yes, it's a birthday tradition.
Yeah.
It's a birthday tradition.
It's a birthday tradition.
那是个过生日的传统。
Peter, I still can't believe that they bumped the child's head on the floor.
Well, we did learn that they only bumped the head lightly on the floor, so I don't think it hurts them.
So, do they bump their head only once?
No. The number of bumps is the same as the child's age. Let's find out more about this with Christina.
所以小孩子几岁在生日的时候他就要倒栽葱用头去碰地板几次。The number of bumps is the same as the child's age. 此句的基本句型就是 A is the same as B, 表示 A 跟 B 一样。我们来练习造句。My car is the same as yours. 我的车跟你的一样。My dress is the same as the one in the window. 我的洋装跟橱窗里的一样。This one is the same as the last one. 这个跟前一个一样。
Well, this is certainly interesting. And these people in Ireland think that this tradition will bring good luck to the birthday girl or birthday boy.
Well, I think I would have a lot of luck as I get older and older. I wonder what else we will learn in this next part.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about traditions. Let's find out together. Here's part two. Denmark has a special tradition for people who aren't married.People who aren't married by their 25th birthdays are showered with cinnamon. If you still aren't married by your 30th birthday, you get showered with pepper. Niger has a special wedding tradition too. At some weddings, a camel dances at the party. Guests stand around a camel and watch it dancing to the beat of a drum.Now we go to Denmark and talk about wedding traditions. Peter, where is Denmark anyways?
Well, Denmark is a country in Europe. And actually, Marie, this tradition isn't for weddings. This is for people who aren't married.
Oh, I see. So when I am married, then I will have a husband and I will be a wife. But if I am not a wife yet,What will happen to me?
Well, in Denmark, people who aren't married by their 25th birthdays are showered with cinnamon.
Oh, no. Well, I should get married really soon. Well, actually, I kind of like cinnamon. I guess I wouldn't mind that much.
If you still aren't married by your 30th birthday, you get showered with pepper.
Oh,Well, then, I guess I should start trying to be showered with pepper.
Christina, are you married yet? Let's find out, or at least let's learn a little bit more from her. Hi, Christina.
丹麦人有一个习俗，人到了25岁生日时，如果还没结婚，就会被人用肉桂粉撒满全身。These people are showered with cinnamon.我们来学片语 be showered with something. 因为 shower 这个字可以当动词表示淋浴，所以 someone is showered with 什么，就表示这个人全身被淋满了这样东西。也可以引申用来形容人得到很多很多的某样东西，比如你在毕业典礼当天收到很多的花，花多到你都拿不了，你可以说 I was showered with flowers。 或是生日派对中寿星收到很多很多的礼物，就可以说 She was showered with gifts。 如果你生活当中充满了爱的环境，也可以说 I am showered with love。
Thank you very much, Christina. So we move away from Denmark in Europe and now to a new country. We have another tradition, and this one is from Niger. Niger is a country in Africa.
Now, this is a special wedding tradition. At some weddings, a camel dances at the party. Wow, that's so interesting.
Wow, so not just the people, but a camel too.And guests stand around a camel and watch it dancing to the beat of a drum. Wow. Here's Rebecca for more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. I'm so glad that you are joining me today. And, of course, it's that time when you can learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that someone watched someone doing something, you can use this grammar point. For example...Students watch their classmates dancing in the gym, or the mothers watched their children playing in the park. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, what kind of places do you think of where you think of camels?
Oh, I would think that camels live in dry deserts where it's hot weather and it doesn't rain.Do you want a camel at your wedding?
To tell you the truth, I really don't. It would be a little weird for me.
Well, this has been fun, but right now it's time for a break. We'll see you after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back. Well, in America, every family is different. Each family has different traditions. Have you heard of any crazy wedding traditions?
Crazy wedding traditions? No. Can you tell me any?
Sure. I have one family that I know, and they chase the bride and the groom all the way to their honeymoon. They try to find out where they're going.
Oh, that's a very funny tradition. I don't think I would want to be the bride in that wedding.
Well, we'll find out more of some different traditions. Here's part three.
In Central America, people have a special birthday tradition. A colorful piñata is filled with candy. Children try to hit the piñata with a stick. When they break the piñata, the candy falls out. Then the party begins. In Greece...When a child loses a baby tooth, he or she throws it on the roof. As the child throws the tooth, he or she wishes for strong adult teeth. This is Linda for LTE Feature. See you next time.
In this part, we come back to a popular birthday tradition. This one is from Central America.What is a country from Central America, Marie?
Well, Mexico. Mexico is right beneath the United States. It's a very hot country, and they speak Spanish there.
That's right, and we learned a Spanish word today. For this tradition, a colorful piñata is filled with candy. And actually, we have this tradition in North America, too.
Yes.We use this tradition from Central America. You know, Peter, growing up, my friends would have a piñata for their birthday.
Wow. Well, let's take a look at this picture. We have some kids during a birthday party, and a little girl has a stick. She is trying to hit the piñata.
Yeah. So when they break the piñata, what happens? Candy falls out.And that is the best part.
Yes, when the piñata breaks, the candy falls out, and everyone rushes underneath the piñata to grab the candy. But usually it is really hard because you wear a blindfold. That means they cover your eyes when you try to hit the piñata.
Well, I guess that makes the game more fun. Well, our last tradition is from Greece. When a child loses a baby tooth, he or she throws it on the roof. The child wishes for strong adult teeth.
Well, I have never heard of this tradition before, but have you heard of the tooth fairy?
Oh, the tooth fairy. Yes, this is when a child loses his or her tooth. Then he or she will put the tooth under the pillow, and in the morning, they will get some money.
That's right. Your parents will sneak in, take the tooth, and put money there. Well, we learned a lot of crazy traditions, but now it's time to review. Let's look at those key words together.
Here's our first key word of the day. Bump. Bump. Tina bumped her head on the door.
Lightly. Lightly. She hit him lightly on the arm.
Married. Married. Brad and Cindy are married.
Wedding. Wedding. When is Jan and Tim's wedding?
Roof. Roof. Dad is up on the roof of the house.
Adult. Adult. That's an adult job. Kids can't do it. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's review our lesson one more time.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda for LTE Feature. The world has many different cultures. Each culture has different traditions. Here are five interesting traditions. There is an interesting birthday tradition in Ireland. People hold the birthday child upside down. Then they bump his or her head lightly on the floor. The number of bumps is the same as the child's age. People believe this tradition brings good luck. Denmark has a special tradition for people who aren't married. People who aren't married by their 25th birthdays are showered with cinnamon. If you still aren't married by your 30th birthday, you get showered with pepper. Niger has a special wedding tradition too. At some weddings, a camel dances at the party. Guests stand around a camel and watch it dancing to the beat of a drum. In Central America, people have a special birthday tradition. A colorful piñata is filled with candy. Children try to hit the piñata with a stick. When they break the piñata, the candy falls out. Then the party begins. In Greece, when a child loses a baby tooth, he or she throws it on the roof. As the child throws the tooth, he or she wishes for strong adult teeth. This is Linda for LTE Feature. See you next time.
There are many cultures in the world.
Ginger, is that a camel?
Each culture has different traditions.
Ginger, why do you have a camel?
James, this is a dancing camel.
What is he doing here?
He's going to dance. In Niger, it's a tradition. Camels dance at weddings.
Camels dance at weddings?
Yes. So, they dance to the beat of a drum. Boom, boom, boom.
But we're not in Niger, and this isn't a wedding.
True. So, let's make up a new tradition.
But...
Camels dance on Wednesdays.
Well, It's Wednesday, but this camel isn't dancing.
Well then, I know. Camels relax on Wednesdays.
Ginger, that's so silly.
Look, it's Wednesday, and this camel is relaxing.
Ginger.
Relax, little camel.
We all wait for the weatherman to see what he has to say. We all wait for the weatherman to know what to wear today. We all wait for the weatherman to see what he has to say. Oh, sunny and bright, cold and clear, it looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Oh, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go. Oh, sing along, sunny and bright, cold and clear, it looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Oh, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go.
Friends, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.